sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
She's leaving town, but does not know if she's making the right decision. Mm-hmm. What's going up? What does that even mean? I don't know. But Not Brenda is with us this morning. So good morning, Not Brenda.
Hi, you guys. How you doing?
Doing all right. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Okay. Yes, you're wrestling with something. So what is the issue? What's going on?
Well, you know, I have a work trip this year in Florida, you know, and I love my trips. It gives me peace.
Work trips are fun. If you don't have to travel a lot for work and you only have occasional work trips, they can be fun because it's sort of, I'm in a new city.
Uh-huh. Sometimes it's out of the norm.
By yourself, or you get that me time, especially if you have a family and you're not used to just having a room that's quiet and whatever. Okay, so go ahead, continue. Not Brenda, work trip Florida.
Exactly. This year it falls on my daughter's due date. And, I mean, it's not like it's her first kid. This is her fifth child.
Oh, okay. So your daughter is pregnant. At first, I thought you were like, it falls on my due date.
I know. That's, anyway.
That's what I was thinking that, too.
Like, man, that is a bold move
like
right
there.
She's
ready to give birth on the plane.
She's like, look, this is my work trip, and ain't no baby going to stop me. Okay, so your daughter's due date is the same time as the work trip.
Yeah, that I'm supposed to go on this work trip. So, you know, there's a chance the baby could come early, the baby could come late, but, I mean, do I alter my plans? Am I being a sucking Nana if I'm out of town for that week?
I mean, you're Nana already four different times. Have you been there every other time?
I have.
All right,
that's
enough, okay? When you're going to have five children, you have put that on yourself.
The fifth child's like, you don't love me, Nana. No, I'm just saying.
No, I'm sorry.
They don't know.
Right, you have gone into frequent flyer miles on the baby. Exactly. I don't know. If you're going to have five children, I think everybody in your life, like, nobody has to get you anything anymore. There's no more baby showers. There's no more anything unless you want to. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I mean, I would like to, but then again, I love my trips. I don't want to pass it up.
Yeah.
So,
and let's call it what it is here, Not Brenda, because we keep saying work trip. Your trip to Florida. Let's call it that.
Because
that's what it is.
Okay.
Trips in Florida, beach happens to be nearby, warm weather, all these things, or sit in baby room for fifth
time.
But
I get where she feels guilty.
I understand.
I get that.
I guess.
Has your daughter weighed in on this?
Well, I haven't really said anything to her yet about my plans. I'm just letting calm you guys to see. I try to get some advice. I'm not sure.
Sure.
Really,
you know what? This is a totally random question, but I think it will answer everything for me that I need to know about the personality of your daughter. Does she call you mom or mommy?
She calls me mommy.
Oh, God.
You
got to
stay. You got to cancel the trip.
You're in trouble, mommy.
You
got to
cancel
leave
the trip.
Yeah, you can't go.
She's
going to
hold
it
against you.
She plans on the trip. I think you plan the trip out. You say, okay, well, I'm going to go on this work trip and
get travel insurance, I guess.
Yes.
And see what happens.
And whatever happens, happens.
Hey, because babies don't come on their due date.
No, that's stressful.
I mean, what is it? Like 20% of babies or 10% actually arrive on the due date?
Because what if she's on the trip? She gets to Florida. And then her daughter goes in labor. Is she supposed to hop on the plane and come right back?
Only if she's managed to drop the MY from mommy, then maybe. But that's
this is baby
thing.
Number five, so maybe kind of fast. So FaceTime it.
Angie, good morning, Angie.
My mom was going to the Dallas Cowboys game in Texas on my due date.
Okay.
And I told her to go.
Do you call your mom or mommy?
I call her mommy.
Oh, okay.
Ooh,
all right.
Okay.
We
the exception
have a
mommy to
the rule that said you were allowed to go.
Uh-huh.
She understood the importance of Dallas Cowboys football. And how does that rank with Florida?
There you go.
That would be the other one. You know, we can also look at it this way. Not Brenda, your work trip, is it kind of the same time every year?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Well, then this texter says your daughter should have been aware of this trip and should have taken that into consideration before she got pregnant. So
oh,
you
gosh.
Go on the
That's
trip.
That's true.